This is 106.1 The Corner, music by Coldplay and Yellow. And it's 8:57, kind of rainy, 64 degrees today. I'm Brad Savage, and we are joined in the Corner Lounge for a very special music and kind of Go Green issues type interview with Johnny Dubowski of Johnny Lives. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It sounds like you've been enjoying Charlottesville so far
In
our area here.
We've been hitting the mall and going out and having a really good time so far.
Now, in addition to Johnny Lives, the band, you are also involved. Give us the overview first on Rock and Renew.
Well, I started the Rock and Renew Foundation about 4 years ago because I thought that we had to make, you know, sustainability really cool for our younger generation. So I got together with a lot of my friends, Debbie Harry and the guys in the Fountains of Wayne and Everclear and a bunch of really huge bands.
Yes.
And we started sending out this educational program all across the country, setting up in little communities and showing people how to become more sustainable in their community.
Okay.
But we do it through rock shows and art events, just trying to make it really exciting.
It's because this, let's face it, like green issues, that can be kind of dry and boring,
yeah.
You know?
And if you're 15 years old and you're hearing about this and it sounds all scientific, it's just like you're in school.
Right.
But if you hear Snoop Dogg saying to go green, you know, it has several implications.
Right. I wonder which go green we mean right there.
But it makes you think, you know, if Snoop's down with it, then maybe I should give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So we do some really cool projects, you know, like a Ditch the Bag campaign, and we get the artists to sign the bags. And we do a lot of things that really help people to see how small actions can really add up to a large amount of change if we all get together.
Well, and the education process on that, starting at a younger age, it seems like that, you know, that's key because it's easy to say, I take an environmental stance, I go green, etc. But actually teaching how to do it and what little steps to take, it seems like that's the key.
Right, and also seeing how all of this will save you money and it's actually really good for you and your family, And if at the same time you can rock out, it makes it all, you know, a really great time.
Well, give out the Rock and Renew website if you would.
It's www.rocknrenew.com, and it's kind of like rock and roll, so it's rocknrenew.com.
And we're going to get that linked later this morning on our Community Corner page
too.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So Rock and Renew, and then real quick, you're also involved in True Offsets.
True Offsets is something that we started to help people to really take stock of their ecological and environmental footprint and their carbon footprint, look at the impact that they have, and try and offset it. So we do a lot of tree plantings in Hawaii, which is where I live.
Okay.
It's not a bad place to live.
Nice, yep.
And we're reforesting the whole Hamakua coast in Hawaii. So the trees are growing and absorbing CO2. It's helping people to just, you know, kind of counterbalance some of the emissions that they put out.
Sure.
It's not, you know, it's not like a tithe thing where you get to keep polluting and plant a bunch of trees.
Yeah.
We also help to educate them to reduce those emissions. So we're just kind of teaching them how to, you know, get more efficient in their homes and in their cars.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we look at the whole thing and say, you know what, if you plant three trees, you get on this program, you're going to be a bit better off than you were before you started.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then we help schools to get free renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into schools around the country and we use the money to provide free solar panels, and we teach them green jobs. So the kids are helping us to make solar panels that are then powering their community centers and skate parks and things like that.
It's really commendable.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, you know, and all of this from a rock and roller too, you know?
You know, I don't get much sleep anyway, so I figured I might as well put my time to good use.
Our guest is Johnny Dubowski of Johnny Lives, and you brought the acoustic guitar. We're going to play a live acoustic song here in the Corner Lounge in just a few minutes. But first, I kind of thought, why don't we play something off the Get Steady album?
Awesome.
From Johnny Lives, and give people a sense of what the full band sounds like. And now this album is what, 06?
Yes.
So what's the status with Johnny Lives now? You got something new in the works?
Yeah, we just finished about a year and a half of touring with Everclear, and we went went into the studio and we've been recording for this whole year. And we're about to come out with our brand new record on Long Live Crime Records. It's coming out this January. We're going to be through town on the Ecoelectric Tour, which we'll talk about later. But the album is great. It's totally, you know, an extension of the last few years of my
sure.
life, and got lots of different instruments on it. Got some horns and strings and a lot of really cool special guests. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to the single Get Steady off of the title song Get Steady
yes.
as well. And this was in a bunch of movies too.
Yeah, this was in Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj. It was in The Rocker. It was in The Deal, about seven movies. So
nice.
Hopefully you've heard it before.
Yeah, well, we'll come back and talk a little more with Johnny Dubowski. And here's Johnny Lives on 106.1 The Corner. This is 106.1 The Corner. You just heard music from Johnny Lives, Get Steady. And we've got Johnny Dubrowski of Johnny Lives here in the Corner Lounge this morning. And with all of these projects that you're working on, Johnny, between Rock and Renew and True Offsets, what the heck brings you to Virginia this week?
Well, besides the beautiful weather today,
mm-hmm.
I'm working with the Rivanna Resort and Golf Club. Rock and Renew's helping them. They're developing a golf resort here. Just
okay.
right outside of town. And
yep.
they came to us. We're helping them to make it one of the greenest golf courses in America.
Huh.
And we're also working on integrating their project into the community. So we're working with Stone Robinson Elementary School on some watershed restoration projects.
Awesome.
We're building some really cool garden programs. So today we're having a charity golf tournament. The weather permitting,
yeah.
hopefully
yep.
the rain will part for the cause.
Right.
But
yep.
just because it's raining doesn't mean you shouldn't come on down, because we're also launching, they're going to have an art school at the resort.
Oh, very nice.
So they're going
nice.
To have all these artists from around the world. My wife, Erin Dolan, whose website's erindolanartstudio.com, she's one of the artists. Fred Caro is the director
okay.
of this art school, and he is showing some of the artists. So we're having
yeah.
an art show inside the golf club. I'm going to play
nice.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little party. We're going to talk about some of the other things we're doing. So still come on down. It's over at the Gordonsville exit, right off of 64
okay,
East.
Sure. Yep.
If you make a right, the golf course is about 7 miles down the road. It's the RivannaResort.com.
And this is open to everybody.
It's open to everybody. At this point, we'll just let you come on in, because even if it's not golfable weather, it's free. You
mm-hmm.
can come on in. We've got wine. We've got food. We got some raffles and giveaways. We got a lot of cool art that's being auctioned, and it's all for a good cause. We're developing this program here with Stone Robinson Elementary to teach the kids about watershed restoration.
That is awesome. It's neat that you've gotten involved with that, and hopefully this can be the start of some ongoing projects in this area.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm coming back here on tour this spring with the Ecoelectric Tour.
Okay.
And that's a tour that's literally going to travel the country to 35 cities, and we're spending 2 days in each city. And there's going to be some big bands on this tour.
Okay.
And we're going to do the concert one night and do a community project the next day.
Oh, very
so
neat.
So it's
yeah.
really going to connect us with our fans, you know?
Yeah.
So just to throw out another website, it's ecoelectrictour.com, which will give you the tour dates, you know, when they come up.
Sure.
We'll be back here, and, you know, I'd love to come back on. And
we'll definitely work with you on that. That sounds, you know, that's neat, because you build such a one-on-one with your fans as well, that they get to kind of work on these projects with you.
Yeah.
But yet it's so important that they do it anyway.
Exactly.
it's a win-win.
And the kids, we were just at Stone Robinson yesterday, and those kids, it's an elementary school, those kids were warriors for the planet. You know, they
yeah.
were just so jazzed up about this work that it really, it re-energized me to just keep going, you know?
That is awesome. Are kids generally pretty receptive when you come in and talk to a group of kids like that?
Well, I started touring, you know, about 5 years ago, we were touring in this tour bus that ran on waste vegetable oil.
Okay,
we go
neat.
And we, you know, French fry grease. You know,
right? Okay,
it actually smells like French fries when you're driving down the road.
I can imagine.
And we'd go into schools, and kids would look at us with total blank stares. We had to convince them that global warming was an issue.
Huh.
When I walked into the elementary school yesterday, every single one of those kids, kindergarten through fourth grade, they all knew what the problems were.
Wow.
And we just started talking about solutions, which is what Rock and Renew is all about.
Yeah.
So that's exciting to me.
That's a really good sign. Absolutely. So today is the golf tournament, which is open to everybody. What time is that, by the way?
It starts at 10:30.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing the art and the music starting around 1. And,
okay.
And we'll be doing that all day up until about 5:30. So if you want to come down and just hang out and say hello, we'd love to see you down there.
Our guest is Johnny Dubowski of Johnny Lives. And we are going to try and do a Corner Lounge live acoustic track.
Awesome.
And I apologize for our tiny temporary studio, but you'll be glad to know in our first 3 years on the air, we've had about 200 bands
wow.
in the Corner Lounge, but you are the very first one in our temporary little closet studio here.
I was saying this is about the size of one of my apartments in New York City. You know?
Very nice. I'm going to swing this mic over your way, and which song are you going to do here?
I'm going to do a song called If You Want to Stay, and this is off of the upcoming release, which will be on Long Live Crime Records, and it's coming out this early 2010. So let's get the mics here.
Live radio.
Let's rock it. I heard you coming out upon the western wind. And I know you said that it's the time.
We lay down, we lay, yeah, and wait.
right. Nice. Hey, that worked out pretty good in the tiny little corner lounge here.
Glad to be the first.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's Johnny Dubowski from Johnny Lives on 106.1 The Corner. The Johnny Lives website, if people want more info?
That's johnnylives.com.
That's
easy
enough.
You can stream our music, you know, myspace.com/Johnny Lives. It's JONNY LIVES.
Got it. JohnnyLives.com. And, man, I'm looking forward to working with you when you come back through on the tour in the spring and some of these ongoing projects.
It's really good to be here.
Yeah.
And I've heard about the green elements of your station, and I think that's really awesome. I'm excited to help in any way I can.
Yeah, I think you're going to be a good guy to partner up with and, you know, and learn more about how we can work with Rock and Renew and True Offsets. So.
It sounds like a plan.
Absolutely. We'll get all the links posted on our Community Corner page as well at 1061thecorner.com. Oh, and I was going to ask you, Johnny, real quick, did you see our cool scooter that we're giving away in the front lobby?
I did.
It's from, it's kind of part of our Go Green initiative, and we're teaming up with Bud Light to do the scooter giveaway.
That is awesome.
And I was hoping you might be able to kind of press the magic button for us and help us draw the first winner.
I would love to do that. Just point me away.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll get that sorted out here in just a minute and draw the first winner and notify them.
Sounds good.
Very good. Johnny Dubowski of Johnny Lives, our special guest this morning on 106.1 The Corner. Music now by Kings of Leon. Here's Use Somebody.